I was just thinking about a video that I saved on TikTok, and the video was of Seth Rogen, and he was basically talking about how if you try anything, right, you could make it. Right, but if you don't, then you definitely won't make it. And it's very simple, right? And I've just been reflecting on that over the past few minutes as I've been sitting here. My life is sort of all over the place right now. And, there's like that, like, meme where it's like the cartoon of the dog in the house, and there's fire surrounding him, and the caption is, "This is fine," right? Life is on fire, isn't it? Everything is on fire, and I cannot seem to find the fire extinguisher. It's quite crazy. It really is. I learned something recently from somebody that I trust deeply. And what I learned literally, like, changed everything for me. It's kind of like I'm learning to be a human again. There's a lot of unlearning involved, there's just a lot of everything, and it's actually really challenging to sit with. Healing in and of itself is such a fascinating endeavor, you know? It's just so wild that, like, all these fucked up things happen when we're children, right? And then all of a sudden, the disfiguring happens. We start to see things in ways that are, I guess, unhealthy, right? And then it's kind of like the work of healing is like putting the disfigured puzzle back together, you know? Yeah, I've been learning things over the past couple weeks now, closer to like a month, month and a half, that have really like shaken things up for me. It's kind of challenging to sit with, actually, and it's like, I don't know. I'm not saying that I was adopted because I wasn't. But like, imagine you live your entire life a certain way and then you learn that the way that you've been living it is not that it's wrong. It's more so like you thought it was something and it wasn't that at all. Like, imagine like you have been attracted to somebody for so long, right? Intensely attracted to them, right? And then you find out something about them that completely changes that attraction, right? I will explore something because I think it's fascinating. I've been looking a lot at, I made a video, a YouTube video about this the other day. I've been looking a lot at, like, when a person sees other people as an extension of themselves. And I mean, you can also just call this narcissism, but I like to look underneath the labels. I try to get away from the labels as much as I can. But, people that see other people as extensions of them, I think the scariest thing about it is that those types of people don't like contact people unless they need something from them, right? And I learned that I used to deal with that with people. I learned that there were people in my life that just contacted me when they wanted something from me. There's a psychologist that I follow who put it very simple and well, actually. It's like when you, by the way, the psychologist is Dr. Romani. I hope I'm saying her name correctly. It's either Romani or Romani. She's wonderful though. She was saying that you either somebody who sees people as an extension of themselves, right? It's like they see them as objects rather than people, right? So it's like you only think about a teapot when you need tea, right? This is how people that see other people as extensions of themselves see people. Oh, I need something from you. You are an object to me. You are not your own person in my eyes. You do not have your own needs. I don't care about your needs, even if you do have them, right? So, I learned that I've actually been dealing with that, from people that I had known. And the wild thing is that, like, the attraction has changed, right? Because that's not healthy, obviously. I mean, like, it's not healthy to see people as an extension of you. You know, that is, I mean, that's emotional immaturity, right? It's like you got stagnated at like 2 to 3 years old or whatever. You know, you're basically a toddler, and like all you think is that other people are there to take care of your needs, and that's it, right? So I've really been chewing on that nasty ass fucking pill, and it's definitely a hard one to swallow. Yeah, it's kind of strange to like just take a step back and look at everything. Another thing that I have learned recently, and man, I'll tell you, this is really fucking me up. This is kind of like what I talk about in terms of learning how to be a fucking human again, like all over again. I have felt a very profound amount of pain in my life, throughout my life, in my relationships. I would say specifically romantic. And I actually learned that the pain that I have felt in my relationships has been from enmeshment and not love. It's not that I don't love the person or that the person doesn't love me, but the dynamic is enmeshed, right? There's a lack of healthy boundaries. There's a lack of individuality, right? There's a lack of just allowing each person to be their own fucking autonomous human, right? And it's just like, I, like, now that I'm looking at it, I'm like, well, then what the fuck is love? Because this whole time, like, I thought love was painful. I thought that it was supposed to be painful, right? I've said and heard many times, what is it? Love hurts, right? And I don't think it does anymore. Enmeshment hurts. Enmeshment, which is a lack of healthy boundaries, boundaries diffused, boundary violations. That shit hurts. Not actually doing what the fuck you want to do as a person fucking hurts. You know, when I say that, I think about all the times that. And of course, these are from people that I've known that have narcissistic parents. I'm not going to name any names, but what I'm going to say is that I've literally had somebody tell me that they wanted to be something specifically, right? And they said that their parents would never allow it. Yeah, so that person's parents see that person as an extension of themselves, and of course, they have to act accordingly. And it is an act. It really is. When you are a, I mean, you can cut it off, of course. You cannot be an extension of somebody, right? You can set healthy boundaries and just get them the fuck out of your life. But if you play that game, you are essentially acting, I would say at least. Because you're not being authentic to yourself. You're not actually doing what it is that you want to do as an individual. And the other person that basically has you as a puppet does not see you as your own individual. They see you as just, you know, it really doesn't matter what it is. You know, if they need you to be going to college, I've literally had it where, you know, somebody that I was in a relationship with, like, required me to go to college to be with me. That's not healthy. It's just, I'm going to call it for what it is. What I am trying to do is step away from, you know, using unnecessary words that I don't really want to. It's not good or bad. It's just like, I'd rather, it's the same thing as looking underneath a label, right? A label only tells you so much, right? A narcissist sees people as an extension of themselves. But the matter of somebody seeing other people as an extension of themselves is underneath narcissism, right? So seeing everything for what it is underneath the label is what it is that I'm all about. But yeah, it's really fascinating how people can actually see other people as an extension of themselves. Like, that's just exceedingly unhealthy, right? And then, you know, there's control there, right? Because the person that they see as an extension of themselves can't think for themselves. They can't have their own life, right? They have to do what the other person wants them to do, because if they don't, then it will make them look bad because they rely on that person for, you know, filling the voids of their own lack of self-esteem, their own insecurities and everything, right? It's just a very unhealthy dynamic. And that goes into enmeshment, right? I think that that's part of the dynamic of enmeshment, right? So it's like there's control in enmeshment, which is why a person doesn't feel free, which is why there's actually pain and unhappiness. And that is mistaken as love, because usually it's likely that somewhere along the line, you know, it was probably said, oh, I love you, oh, I love you, oh, I love you. But here's enmeshment, but here's enmeshment, but here's enmeshment. I don't know how accurate this is, but there is a song by a band that I've listened to for years now. The band is called Tool, T-O-O-L, and the song is called Stinkfist. There were different things that I thought that the song had to do with. I thought it had to do with sexual fisting. But then it wasn't until, like, a couple years ago that I re-approached it, and I was like, oh. I mean, it's all open to interpretation, but then I thought about it, and I was like, oh, this song is about a lack of healthy boundaries. And I just found it very interesting, because, like, that's what enmeshment is about. It's about a lack of healthy boundaries. It's about, I'm going to take my hand, my fist, and force it through the globe that is surrounding you, that is permeable, right? And I'm going to control you, right? That's fucking painful. To not be allowed to be yourself in a relationship, regardless of whether it's with a friend, a romantic partner, or parents, that's fucking painful. And then the thing that sucks, too, is that, you know, I would say that a lot of the people that experience this kind of thing are used to this from a very early age. That fucks you up. Like, I didn't see this previously. I didn't. But I learned recently about this dynamic. And I also learned that I've actually been, like, a perpetrator of this. Like, I've actually seen other people as an extension of me. It's just not healthy. It's so fascinating how, like, I don't know. I'm in love with this journey. I'm in love with healing and growing and just seeing everything for what it is, unclouded. It's such a fascinating thing. It really is. There's so much to be learned. There's so much to be understood and to be, you know, just integrated in everything. Getting healthy is really important to me. realize now that after, you know, taking on this understanding, really, seeing things differently, not so much differently, but actually for what they are. Like, you know, if you thought that you've been eating something that was actually something else, you're probably going to want the thing that you actually wanted, right? I literally, and I say this at this point in my life, and I know that this will change in the future, but I literally cannot imagine experiencing love without pain. But that's only because of the way that I learned love, right? And I'm not going to say who I learned it through, when I learned it, how I learned it, this, that, and the other. I'm just kind of unlearning right now. And again, learning to be a fucking human being, right? Because this shit is crazy. Being a human being is crazy. And again, just to remind people, anybody who tells you to figure it the fuck out real fast is insecure as hell. And they're trying to get you to believe that they already know what they're talking about, and they fucking don't. And so they're kind of just like using that as a way to, I don't know, fill their insecurity. Figuring it out takes a long time, probably life, and I don't know if you ever actually do, right? People are a work in progress. I am a work in progress. I continue to learn more and more and more about myself, and I'm just totally just amazed. I really am. It's such a incredible journey. I'm excited to be alive, and I'm excited to continue just like exploring what I go through, just talking it out. That's really the treasure here. But yeah, happy Sunday, everyone. Today, actually, just before I end this off, today fucked me up because the clock changed. And then when I got up, I was like, oh shit, what the fuck? I was so confused. But we're here. Spring is like right around the corner. It's getting warmer out. Excited about that. Hope everyone's doing well. And yeah, thank you so much for stopping in. Take care of yourself.